Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. We're doing what we do, giving you what you need. Sports. And all that implies. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Before we get around to the media party, let us take a couple seconds and remind you about the biggest show coming to town this week. That would be Saturday night at Axis in the craziest of all possible Fort Worths. Axis is Fort Worth's outstanding live music venue, which is on Main Street at Vickery, just a little bit to the south of downtown, just a little south of I-30 in what is known, I believe, as the hospital district over there. It is a wonderful live music venue. It's where we had the first round of the Battle of the Bands. It was the first time we'd ever been there. I think we were all duly impressed with the place, were we not?
It was great.
Very cool.
I know you music guys were blown away by it.
Yes.
And the first thing you did was walk in here and go, boy, I'd like to play here sometime.
Well, that is coming to pass. And it's coming to pass this Saturday night when you will have the pairing up once again of Petty Theft and Sorta. We did this sometime back down the road, sometime last spring at Club Dada. It was a very fun night, a very successful night. We had a really nice crowd out that night. The difference, though...
Packed that place in, didn't we, Mike?
Yes, we did.
That's right.
We did very well that
night. Matter of fact, we made the audience our bitches.
We sure did make them our bitches, and we're going to do it again this week, too. The difference, though, was that night sort of did the Bob Dylan thing, where they played the music of Bob Dylan and none of their own. This week, you will hear Sorta playing Sorta. You will be able to hear what all the critical hubbub is about and why everybody who hears Sorta raves about it. And I believe the plan is for Sorta to open the events of the evening.
I think we're going to start around 9:30 or 10. Is that right?
Somewhere around there. That's the plan. Mm-hmm. In truly a case of man bites dog. And then the theft will roll on about 11:30, something like that. So it should be a real fun night at Axis. If nothing else, you'll like the venue. You will really enjoy being in the place because it's a very cool, comfortable place. Grego and I both go there a lot. We dig it. We bet you will, too. So come see Petty Theft and Sorta at Axis in Fort Worth this Saturday night.
Good place to eat, good place to drink.
All right, now, on to the events of last night. One of the things that they do here every year at the Super Bowl is throw a media party, a party for the members of the Leering Press who show up at the Super Bowl, the week of the Super Bowl, such as us, from all over the nation. Now, this has changed quite a bit over time. Because I remember when we first started going to this thing, it truly was basically just the members of the Leering Press. And the ratio of guys to girls in this gathering was probably about 25 to 1. And one can only imagine what the NFL or somebody had to do to talk girls into going to this thing. Because to say it's a collection of nerds is a massive understatement. Now, it's changed over the years because commercial sponsors and all manner of people that we don't have any idea who they are shows up at it now.
VIPs.
Right.
Matter of fact, I would say since I started going to this thing 5 years ago, that it's done a complete 180. Whereas the media outnumbered the sponsors, now the sponsors outnumber the media. Where it doesn't even, you're hard to press to find a media guy.
Yes, it's to the point to where members of the Leering Press tend to stay away from the thing now.
I told you about the one that I went to in Universal Studios when the Cowboys played in Super Bowl 27. They opened Universal Studios out there in L.A., and this was only media people. So there was probably maybe 1,500 people there. They completely opened it up. The whole park was open. All the rides, all of the shops were open. All of the little food places were open. and they gave everybody a $50 voucher to buy stuff. All the food was free. Everything in there was free, but if you wanted a souvenir, they gave you a they gave everybody a $50 voucher. And there's about 1,500 people there. It was so cool.
Wow.
Well, then the next year, I think, is when it got out of hand. Because the next year it was in Atlanta, and they had it, that Coca-Cola place.
Mm-hmm.
The same place that we went when we were in Atlanta. That's the first place they had it. And it was kind of getting out of hand. But the third year was the year you and I were in Miami.
Right.
And we know what a disaster that one was. Mm-hmm. They had it outside in Fort Lauderdale, and it was, that's when they sold out.
It was weather about like this today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, anyway, there were quite a few people there last night. They always bring in some reasonably high-tone entertainment. I think our favorite on that front, since we've been going to these things in recent years, was in Tampa when they ran the B-52s in there.
That was a ball.
Well, last night they had it at Ponte Verde.
Ponte Vedra. Sawgrass.
Yes, at Sawgrass, which of course features the world-famous island hole on number 17.
It's where they play the Players' Championship, the fifth major, every year. I still can't believe they let us out there. On that hole.
Why?
It's because everybody wanted to see it.
Well, they normally have these parties at, you know, a landmark. Mm-hmm. And I guess they figure that is the biggest landmark of this area. And to be honest with you, I never put two and two together and even realize that that course was near Jacksonville. I just thought it was somewhere in Florida. I never knew.
There are two other options. I don't think they'll let you have it in the cemetery where Ronnie Van Zant's buried. And I don't think they will let you have it in the operating room where Gary Rossington had his quintuply bypassed heart done. It's one of those two places or this.
Well, they did it right. And I'm really bummed that we didn't get there.
Did you take a shot?
Yeah. We took shots. We'll get to that here in a second. But I'm bummed that we didn't get there earlier. But there's a reason for that. First off, we didn't get off the air till 8 o'clock, and the thing started at 7, and it's about a 45-minute drive out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Frito and Bob and Dan left before we did. They were going to get down there, try to get down there around 7. So they left at 5:30 to get down there. And it took them an hour and a half before they reached the gate to park. Because once they got in the area, the traffic was so bad, it was like one lane in, one lane out, that they couldn't get in there. And so they just sat in their car for, Grego, you would have died, for 45 minutes, sitting
really?
In one spot.
Yikes.
In one freaking spot.
Think you would have enjoyed that?
Not in the least.
So we decided to go eat dinner and let the traffic die down and then head out there. And by the time we got out there, it was around 10 o'clock. So we only had an hour to enjoy the festivities. And it was dying down a little bit. And by the time we got there, Hootie and the Blowfish had finished.
Right. They ran them in there this year, and their guys were tearing their gear down by the time we got
there.
Yeah,
and you know what? I don't like that band at all, but for the Super Bowl media party, that's like the B-52s.
Yeah,
that ain't that bad.
It is.
I mean, it's better than anything else we've seen in the last 5 years.
Well, yeah. Those dudes will do anything to sniff a jock.
You know what,
those
I agree.
Dudes will do anything to get around athletes. And you know what? They're nothing anymore. They're done. They're finished.
I know.
Well, there were no athletes there last night, though.
Well, just to get, because by playing the media party, that means they probably get to hang around some of the other parties.
You know what they do? You know what Hootie and the Blowfish do? They play golf events. No BS. They are all over the tour when it comes to these golf things.
Just so they can hang out.
You mean they gig at golf events?
Oh, yeah.
Or they,
like big parties, you know, like the Nelson.
Or they play golf at golf events.
Both. They'll play in, like, the pro-ams, and then they'll play that night at, like, the whatever party.
That's probably what they're
the
doing here. They probably said, yeah, we'll play your media party. We're going to need, you know, 10 tickets to the game and, you know, tickets to the commissioner's ball and everything. And they'll say, sure.
I'm sure they've got paid about 20 grand or 30 grand to do this. Probably at least that.
Yeah, probably so.
You know, maybe 50 grand or something like that. And they played for an hour and a half, and, you know, John Daly got up there and sang a song with them.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got up there and sang Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Huh.
It was like the second song. So, but the reason that I wanted to go is this is the most famous hole in America. Without a doubt, it's the most famous hole in America.
Six at Colonial.
It's five at Colonial, and it's not even close.
11 at Tennyson.
No.
Greg, don't underestimate it.
I mean, everybody can tell you.
14 at Runaway Bay.
Everybody knows what the Island Green is. It's Sawgrass. And so we got out there, and sure enough, when we get out there, they're done. Matter of fact, each guy was allowed to go out there and hit one shot onto this green, and they took the final 10, the closest 10 to the pin, and then they had a little tournament between those 10, and whoever won that got a four-night cruise, like in the Bahamas somewhere. And so they were doing that while we walked up there and finished last 10.
So immediately you're thinking, well, that just cost me a cruise.
No,
I
wasn't going to win. I knew I wasn't going to win. I didn't know what we were playing for, to be honest with you. But we get up there, and I see this lady. I'm like, look, I know this is going on in the finals or whatever, but you got to let us hit. This is the reason we came out here. We drove 45 minutes to get out. She's like, I don't know.
Hey,
you know, everybody's already hit. I'm so sorry. And I grabbed her shoulders. I go, you have to let us hit. Please, I'm begging you. And she's like, okay, I'll see what I can do. So sure enough, they wrap up that thing.
He exuded that snake charm.
Were you standing there when I was talking to her?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I couldn't believe it because she's the kind of person who normally hates you.
An old lady?
Yes.
So we get our shot. And I was the first one to go up there. And
so they had a left-handed club?
Yeah, they did. They did. It was, by the way.
He was either trying to talk her into letting us hit or he was doing what's it going to take to her.
No, it wasn't doing that. So first off, it's about 35 degrees out there. The hole's only 125, 130 yards, but it's pitch black. There's lights on the over the green, so you can see the green. It was really intimidating looking. And the wind's blowing right in our face. So I
big wind, too.
Yeah, big wind. This didn't look like any little pissant 130-yard hole. I mean, it looked long. So I said, all right, forget it, I'll hit first. And this is basically what happened.
All right, come here, Corby. What do you got there?
I'm playing with a 6-iron, George. This is pretty much the biggest shot of my life. I'm not going to lie to you.
What kind of cash we got on this? $20 to hit the green?
$20 to hit the green.
Okay.
We're on.
All right. Corby Davidson playing in his first TPC here at the 17th. He's got about 136 yards. He's got a 6-iron because it's upwind. Think you'll hit it on the green?
Yes, I do.
His first swing of the day. Over it as a left-handed player, and the ball has just been knocked off the tee. Davidson re-tees.
George.
Now making his approach. Here about 9:30 Dallas time, 10:30 Florida time. The club is back. The ball is hooking right, and it has missed the green and plunges into a watery grave. Disaster, Corby.
It felt so horrible. I'm so disappointed in my game.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I literally dropped to my knees because I knew that was the only shot I'd ever get at the Island Green.
Oh, you get to play there some other time.
That was it. By the way, all this is up on the website, correct, Rob? All the pictures of us hitting, I think some streaming video of us all hitting. So then George and Craig got up there, and Craig hit it right in the water, and George actually hit it really good. He missed the green by about 5 yards, but you have to hit it perfect.
You know what?
To hit it on this green.
When I woke up this morning, I about halfway expected to look out there and see a new Cadillac because it would not have surprised me in the least if you or George didn't hold that out. It wouldn't have surprised me in the least if one of you didn't win. And if anybody got a hole in one, it was a new Cadillac, right?
Yeah. And then Mike stepped up there. Mike, who hadn't played golf in
March.
I think it's probably longer than that.
No, it's March.
Okay. And this
$8 at Blockbuster, $8 dart.
This is Mikey's shot.
All right, here's Ryan's. It looks like he's got about a 6-iron.
Yeah, it's the only club we have, so yeah, it's a 6.
He hasn't played since last April at Tennyson.
No, he hasn't played in about 6 years.
He's also posing for a picture. It's about 10 degrees out here.
If he hits it on the green, we all go in the water.
Okay. There's no way he's going to hit the green with that.
Rob, what are you doing? Reeling a camera?
Hey, Bill. How do you guys feel having missed the green?
I feel really stupid. I should have aimed left, and I was aiming at the flag.
You should feel better. He hit it good. We hit it like manure.
I did hit it like a girl. All right, here we go.
Here's Ryan's. Looks like he's got about a six.
Yeah, we've established he's got a six iron. He's got a failed smile, and he hasn't really set up to it yet. Got a beautiful backswing.
Come on, Ryan's, you can do it.
Come on, Ryan's. Over the ball. Bananaed into the water.
But he didn't miss it.
No.
He didn't miss it.
That's kind of a grounder to second is what it was.
Kind of, yeah.
That's one of the better shots I've seen him hit, though. That's not bad.
Yeah?
Not bad.
Grounder. All right, signing off. Second base.
Oh, really?
Oh.
No, you didn't go on the green.
Oh, darn. All right, we're signing off here from 17 at the Sawgrass, at the TPC, at the Ponte Vedra, at the Jacksonville.
I'll tell you what, though. I know you don't give a rat's ass about golf, but you live everyone's dream who plays golf to hit one shot on that hole.
I mean, next time they have that players tournament or whatever, and you're sitting around there with Huey, you can say, took a shot at it.
Yeah, missed
it. Played it.
Failed.
Junior and I were walking up to the tent after it was over with, and he said, so, when you're watching the Players' Championship and you see Vijay Singh hit the water, you can just nod knowingly and go, yep, I did that.
I know how you feel, bro.
All right, it is 5:11 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. One of two things is, well, we're going to have somebody on here.
Oh, weird.
It will either be a former NFL great or a very special friend next.